Good morning, everybody. I'm Cindy Talley, and with me on the phone is Luke Clayton. And I have to tell you, Luke, I've been worried about you because all we're hearing is about the flooding in the Rocky Mountains. Can you kind of let us know how things are up at Elk Camp?
You know, I can, Cindy, and I'm sitting in front of our camp right now, up about 15 miles northwest of Steamboat Springs. And the rancher that we lease this ranch from, we lease a big ranch with it's got its own mountain on it. It's that big. But he's lived here and his family's lived here forever. There was 8 inches of rain. I've been up here for about a month, almost a full month. So I'm losing my exact dates, but it's been 3 or 4 days ago. We got a rain that was like 8 inches, and it was tough. Nobody was ever in any real emergency situation here. We had a total of 12 elk hunters and 2 bear hunters, and it's made accessing the mountains really, really tough, you know, because the elk are up high and we have to go up, and we use electric vehicles, little electric buggies, to get up there. And the roads have been slick, to say the least. But right here in Steamboat and the areas that people I've talked to, I've not heard of any really dire situations. The rancher has never seen a rain like this. I think, and I'm not positive about this, but I think it was a 100-year flood. And these, you know how mountain country is, where there'd be just a trickling stream? These streams are running above banks, everything, and a lot of runoff, you know, and as is the case in any kind of areas with a lot of terrain difference in elevation. But it's sunny right now. We are packing up. We're going to pull out of this country tomorrow. Of course, we live down in Texas, you know, and the next time folks hear us talking, Cindy, we'll you know, be on flat land for a change.
Yes, you will. What's that, all that rain done to the hunting then?
Well, we've had surprisingly, we archery hunt only. And there's been one big elk, a bull elk, killed. There has been several opportunities. Most, I would say, even with the inclement weather, rain every day, somewhere around 70% shot opportunity at an elk. And anybody that bow hunts knows that, you know, in the real world of bow hunting, the animal has to be positioned just right. A lot of things have to mesh before you can make a clean shot on an elk. But several cow elk, and they're the best eating in the world, were taken. That one big bull, and what a lot of people refer to as a raghorn bull, one of those. But one bear, one of our we had 2 bear hunters, 2 brothers, and they were hunting a thing called, a place we call Bear Pond, which is way back in the kind of the foothills back in here. And they killed a big old boar, and you know, I'll send you some pictures when I get back to Texas of that hunter. But it's had its challenges, but it's been fun, and everybody's had a good time. And a lot of people put some good elk in the freezer, Cindy.
Now, did you get wet? I know you sleep in a tent. You've told us about that.
Oh, my tent never got one drop of water in it. It's a brand new tent. But we had one of my nephew, who's our camp cook, I helped him set his tent up, and we thought it was high and dry, but when that water sheet water come off that little side hill, it took a turn, and it kind of washed his tent out. But luckily we had a backup tent for him, you know.
Oh, good. Well, are you concerned about the drive home?
Yeah, well, we're going to head back in the morning, and you know, we're just going to try to watch the road closures. We have to go to Denver and then south, you know, to Pueblo and Raton, and then on into Clayton. The only area I'm really concerned about is from Raton to Clayton, New Mexico. That's 287, and I don't really know, have a good handle. We're going to try to get a better feedback in that section. But I think from Denver down south to New Mexico, I think that's 25. I think it's pretty much open. So, you know, it's a shock to me that we were here during the 100-year flood. The rancher couldn't believe it rained like that. Never seen it in his life, you know?
Ah, well, you know what? I just hope you travel safely, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet, and we'll convene from the flat country of Texas next week. Hope everybody tunes back in too, Cindy.
All right, Luke. Talk to you then.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.